Hi there, this is Jill speaking from England, and Friday evening I'm going to take you through an awareness through movement lesson now. This awareness through movement lesson was a part of the Alexander Yonai series, and I've slightly adapted it and brought in some bits and pieces to make it easily accessible for people who are doing it over the internet. Awareness through movement lessons, if you've listened to the introduction, which it's good if you listen to that before you do the lessons, the awareness through movement lessons are they're meant to be done by people who are, let's say, well, healthy, don't have any problems with their bones or joints. They checked out with their doctor if there are any issues, any reasons that they shouldn't exercise. So if you fall into the category of maybe, you know, having a few problems there, it might be a good idea if you stop and go and check with your doctor and make sure it's okay to exercise. If you're okay, and I look forward to leading you through. This lesson is called Twisting with the Head Fixed. And you'll be working on the floor, and you'll be working first on your back and then turning over onto your front. So obviously you need to have the space already prepared. So if we'd like to go ahead with that now. So just come to lie on your back and get yourself down onto the floor, as often do in Feldenkrais lessons. Lie on your back for a moment, and just as usual, just listen to your body. Notice what it feels like. Notice what the contact is like as you're resting on the floor here, and just allow yourself to be beginning to start to roll your head from your right to your left. So you're just turning your head right and left. That's it. And just pay attention to how it is to be able to feel the differences. So if you were to measure how far your head would, say, go to the right and how far it would go to the left, so that if we were to come back at a later stage and notice what it was like, notice if you got some sort of landmarks where you can look to, or what it feels like, or whatever. And then just turn over and allow yourself to get yourself arranged comfortably lying on your stomach. And when you're lying on your stomach there, you want to put your right hand on the floor with your palm up, so that your forehead can rest inside the palm, and your left hand behind your head, so you've got one hand underneath you and one at the top, and your head is a sandwich in the middle. And I want you to be beginning to start to roll your head from left to right, and notice what this feels like. The right elbow is out to the side and the left elbow is out to the other side, and you're just doing a few turns to pay attention to how it feels. Your legs are relaxed and lengthened out behind you. And then just change your hands over, put the other hand underneath and the other one on top, and allow yourself to be beginning to start to move your pelvis. I want you to take your pelvis to your right. Your pelvis is the hip bone area down here. So you roll your pelvis to your right, and you notice what's starting to happen with your head. And as you're rolling your pelvis backwards and forwards, you keep your hands there so that your pelvis can roll, but your head is staying still. So your hands are now holding your head, so it's a bit like holding a coconut, and the coconut is being kept still. And as you're doing this turning, you might notice that your spine and your back needs to get involved in the movement. And the whole spine, all the way right up until the back of your neck, all the vertebrae there, you might find need to get a little bit involved in the movement. That's right. And some of the muscles on one side or the other side of your ribcage might be working too. And then just let that go, have a rest. And then just allow yourself to turn so that you've got your right ear now resting on that left hand. And carry on doing the same thing with your pelvis. So your right hand is behind your ear, and your left hand is on the floor with your palm up. So your head is absolutely staying still. There's no movement at all. And you're just doing little movements with your legs and your pelvis and your chest, and you're feeling how it is to soften and just feel what it's like. And do about 10 movements. So about 10 movements quite quickly. And just little ones rolling the pelvis backs and forwards, sort of like tick-tock, tick-tock. And then just leave it alone and give it a rest. And just see what it feels like when you're resting. And then just turn your head and put your left ear on that same hand and the right hand on the right ear. So you've turned your head the other way now. And you're just lying simply. And your head is relaxed again without movement, and you're again rolling the pelvis to the right. So just as we did just now, rolling, coming back, rolling, coming back. Right, and your knees are spread, your legs can stay on the floor, your knees can stay on the floor, and it's moving and moving about 20 times quite quickly and gently and easily, and now the stretching and straining and taking time. And then just leave that alone and allow yourself to turn over and lie on your back, just slowly, very slowly, take your time, turn over, just pay attention. Well, how does it feel now from when you first started? And what about your contact you're making here now? And again, just have a go at rolling your head from side to side, rolling your head from right to left. And you remember those identifying places you looked to before. You remember when you were turning your head one way and the other, and I said to notice which way you could turn more easily or what felt restricted. And just notice if it's any different now from the way it was before. Just try it out and see if it's any different. Something moving differently. And if it is different, how is it different? And sort of store that away. That's right. And just turn back over onto your stomach again. And put your right hand on the floor and the left one behind the head, with your forehead inside your right palm. So your forehead and your palm are going to lie completely still and quiet. And your hands and elbows are on the floor, which enables you to fix your head so it'll truly remain completely quiet and easy. And begin to start to roll the pelvis to the left. So notice what it feels like now to roll without lifting your knees from the floor, just rolling your pelvis to the left. And notice that the movement is done in such a way that you can feel the movement all the way up until your head. So you might want to go quite slowly and easily. And you might not feel it initially going all the way up, but notice how it can spread through the vertebra, through the relationship from one vertebra to the other, from the joints, how all of the fascia connects, and it causes a movement to take place as you relax more and more. And right in the middle, sometimes right in the middle of the ribcage area, just in between your shoulder blades, that can be a bit that gets a bit tight, so just notice that. And then put your left ear inside your right hand. So your elbows are still out to the side, completely to the side, and you're just listening with your hands. So your head is completely at rest again, with this configuration, slightly different configuration, and do the same movement with your pelvis, moving your pelvis to the left, to the left side, as opposed to the right we did the right before, left side and back, left side and back. And sometimes you can find that the movement gets bigger or it's smaller, and do about 20 quick movements. Just go very fast. Boom, 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 boom. And it's all quite clearly going to the left, to the left, to the left. Left to the middle, left to the middle. Don't go past the middle. Go to the left in the middle, left in the middle. Stay in the middle. That's right. And then just rest for a minute. Don't change your hands over anything. Just allow yourself to feel the contact with the floor and just allow yourself to rest. That's it. And then just put your right ear inside your right hand and your left hand on the left ear, and carry on listening with your hands to ensure that your head isn't moving, and shifting your pelvis to the left and to the middle, left in the middle, left in the middle, left in the middle, left in the middle. That's it. And then just do it a bit faster. And then leave it alone. That's right. Just turn over and allow yourself to lie on your back and lie quietly and just relax here and feel how everything feels. And just allow yourself to roll over onto your side and get up onto your feet. That's it. So come up now off the floor and just come up onto your feet. And just walk around a bit and see what it's like. And just pay attention to everything that you feel is different from usual. Just standing like this, try and turn your head. Just turn your head and see how it feels. And is it the same? Is it smoother, lighter? What does it feel like? Turn your head now. Just notice a few minutes just standing and walking around. That's it. Give yourself the time to notice and observe. See what it feels like. And then when you're ready, come back down to the floor. That's it. So get back down onto the floor again. And you're going to be lying on your stomach. So get back down. Lie on your stomach. And when you're lying back down on your stomach there, you're going to put your left hand on the floor and your forehead inside your left hand. And remember, you had your legs sprayed out a bit, sort of slightly apart with your knees maybe turned in a bit. And you've got your right hand behind your head. And now you're going to begin to start to do both sides. You first went to one side and the other side. Now you're going to roll your pelvis to the right and then the left. And then you're going to do that quite slowly. So pay attention that the movement could be quite symmetrical. And notice if your knees can bend. Does the right knee bend? Does the left knee bend when you roll a little this way? Which one bends most? Which one seems to work? How does it feel in the hips? What about when your thigh is rolling over onto the side? How far does it touch on the right side and the left side? And what about your hip joint? Is your hip joint getting involved in this? And of course, all the time your head is staying still and you're breathing and you're relaxed and you're just going very slowly and easy. Sometimes when I go to classes, I see people who've just started doing the Feldenkrais work and they're really wanting to get a maximum amount of movement that they can. And this isn't something that I would advise you to do. When you're doing the lessons, I want you to just go really easy, just really, really easy. So slowly, slowly, listening to the difference between the right side and the left side. That's it. Carry on doing this movement now and just speed it up. Do it fast. And listen in your hands that your head is lying still and quietly. And it's as if it's literally just a solid thing resting there, like a, I don't know, a melon or a marrow or something similar is just resting there. And the elbows and the hands are holding your head. And then you just leave it alone. And allow yourself to just rest. Maybe turn over onto your back. And allow yourself to feel, that's it, just really comfortable. Feel what it feels like just to allow yourself to relax onto the floor. And just give yourself a few seconds to give that sense of everything relaxing completely. Notice what it feels like to be on your back. A few seconds, it's a bit like the rest that you get in a big meal. You want to have a rest every now and again. And then when you're ready, turn over back over onto your front again. So back to your stomach. And this time put your right ear inside your right hand and put the left ear on the left hand. So you've got your head turned to your left side. Elbows are fixed on the floor. And begin to start making the same movement with your pelvis again. Right and left, you remember you did it before, right and left, and noticing the quality of the movement. Does it feel light or heavy? Which side feels easier? Are there any strains or stresses going on in your back? You can allow those to just relax and breathe. What's happening with your breathing as you're moving? Sometimes people find when they begin to start to move, they hold their breath, and things can then just get a little bit tight in their chest. So notice what it feels like. If you notice you often seem to be holding your breath, then it's a good idea to actually hold your breath and notice where that movement is able to go. So notice what your legs are doing as you're just doing this rolling from side to side. That's right. And as you're moving away, we went slowly and then we went quickly, sort of flip flop flip flop flip flop with your elbows touching the floor, otherwise the head's going to move, so it's got to be staying down. And do the movement fast now. Flip, flop, flip, flop, flip, flop. That's it, quickly. A nice and slow sense of breathing going on still, but flip, flop goes the pelvis from side to side. And the movement might even actually get a bit bigger, even though it's quicker. So the amplitude is greater and the head is still at rest, it's still resting there. And then let everything go, turn over, that's it, right on your back. Get yourself comfortable, notice what it feels like, notice how things feel, if they feel the same as they did before. Allow yourself to go back to that test movement, if you like, that you did at the beginning when you're turning your head from the right to the left. Notice how far it's going now, what it feels like. That's right. Allow yourself to completely relax, and if at any time you're listening to this and you want a bit more relaxation, then you can just stop and carry on and listen to the rest of it inside your head. And then when you're ready, return to your stomach and turn so that your left ear is inside your left hand. So you'll have your head turned wee bit to the right there. And your right hand is on your right ear, so it's up at the top. And your elbows are fixed on the floor. And then you're going to move again slowly from right to left. So you're paying attention now to your thighs and your lower legs, noticing what you can feel and how you can discern most of the vertebra in your back and your shoulder blades, what's going on in your shoulder blades. And just increase the speed of the movement. That's it. As you're moving around there, just flip-flopping from side to side, just very steady and easy, nice and comfy. And then leave it alone. And turn over onto your back again. So turn over onto your back once more and allow yourself to do that rolling from right to left. And you can bring your legs up so that your feet are resting on the floor and your knees are bent. And they're nice and solid and square. And just pay attention to how your pelvis is lying. And notice what it feels like, how much contact you're getting now, whether your back has lengthened out or if the muscles in the low part of your back have eased. And allow yourself just to feel what it feels like to lie like this with your legs bent up. Keep your heels maybe a little bit close up towards your pelvis so that your muscles can relax completely. And then turn over again when you're ready. Come back to doing the lesson again, lying on your front. That's it. We're always interspersing. First we're in one position and then the other. So turn over again so that you're once more lying on your stomach. As you're lying here on the stomach, I want you to be putting your forehead inside your right hand, and with your left hand rolling your head like before. So you're just rolling your head to one side and to the other. And feel what it feels like now. Feel what it feels like when you're lying on your front now to be rolling your head. We did this right at the very beginning of the lesson, if you remember. And your head stays down on the floor, remember. You're not lifting it up in the air or anything like that. You're just allowing yourself to roll your head and change your hands over and see if there's the same quality in the other hand. Just notice what it feels like. And then once you've done that, just come up and stand on your knees. So you're kneeling up. You're standing on your knees and you've got them spread comfortably. And you've got your two ears there and you put your hands over your two ears so you can feel in your hands if your head is moving or not. Now with the pelvis, start making a circle. It's if you had a tail. Imagine you've got a tail and it was drawing a circle on the floor. It's quite a short tail. And you pay attention that your head stays restfully between your hands without moving. So you're circling on the floor with a continuation of the coccyx. So you imagine the little old tail that used to be there years ago. You've got a little vestigial tail and that grows out just a little bit. And you're just circling. It's a little bit like a dog with a very short tail there, circling around. And your head can stay still without any movement at all in space. And do about another 20 movements. And feel the pressure on your knees. Notice the pressure is different as you do the circle. Imagine exactly where it's being drawn. Where's the circle on the floor? Imagine the continuation of the coccyx. And where does it brush the floor? Does the circle seem symmetrical to you? And as you're kneeling up, notice if your knees are level or if one knee is in front of the other. So allow yourself to have your knees level so that you're circling your pelvis, you're doing the same amount of movement and the same pressure is going down on one side and then the other. And your hands are up, and you're noticing your elbows where they are in space, and leave that alone, and just get up on your legs and feet and walk around and pay attention to how this feels now. How does it feel now to get up and walk around? And then once you've done that, I want you to get down again onto your knees and do the same in the other direction. Change over the movement. Each one, circle the opposite side. That's it. And then bring your legs together. Make sure your legs are completely together and circle again. Circle, circle, circle. And remember, your hands are up. The head isn't going left to right. Your head is staying in the middle. So your hands are keeping your head still and your pelvis is circling around. So it's a very different sort of way of moving from the way you'd normally feel like moving. Notice what it feels like. And allow yourself to do it a little bit more quickly. Notice where the circle goes. And then when you've done enough of that exploring, you can just roll over onto your back, lie on your back, and pay attention to how it feels in your back now in comparison to what it felt like at the beginning. Perhaps do a little bit of very gentle rolling from one side to the other, allowing yourself just to let your head move one side to the other. Go back to those landmarks where you checked out to see how far it was going. And then when you're ready, you can just bring yourself over into your side lying and come up onto your legs and stand and notice what it feels like to stand and have a walk around the room and feel what it feels like. And thank you very much. That's bringing you to the end of that lesson. Thank you.